Okay, think about medical reports for a second. You know, stacks of them, often free text, full of crucial patient details. A real treasure trove for research.
Absolutely, but getting that information out efficiently, that's the bottleneck. It's slow, it costs a lot.
Right. And then even if we use AI to speed things up, how do we actually trust its decisions? How do we know why it flagged something?
That's a huge point, especially in healthcare. You need transparency.
Yeah.
If an AI suggests, say, a tumor, you can't just rely on a black box answer. You need the why.
Exactly. So this deep dive is all about a really interesting research paper that gets right into that. They used large language models, specifically a BERT model, to analyze German pathology reports. But not just to pull out data, but to actually trick and make the AI's reasoning a bit clearer.
Yeah, our mission here is to explore how fine-tuning these LLMs can help structure all that messy text data and, importantly, give us insights into the AI's decision-making process towards, more explainable AI, XAI.
Okay, let's dig in. The fundamental problem, as you said, is these pathology reports are mostly free text, unstructured.
So getting specific things like tumor classifications or measurements usually means someone has to physically read and interpret each one. It's a major hurdle for research.
And while automating this with AI, especially these powerful LLMs, sounds great.
There are big challenges beyond just getting it to work. Privacy, obviously, with patient data, but also, that interpretability factor. How do you build trust?
Right. So what these researchers did was take a BERT model, one already good with German, and they specifically adapted it for pathology language.
They called it BERT Patho. They fed it a massive data set over 1.2 million German reports.
Wow, 1.2 million.
And then they fine-tuned this BERT Patho model for specific jobs. First, just tumor or no tumor.
Okay, simple classification.
And second, for the tumor cases, classifying the tumor behavior, like is it benign or malignant?
Gotcha. Now, here's where it got interesting, wasn't it? The fine-tuning did something unexpected to the model's internals.
That's right. It wasn't just about accuracy improving. It fundamentally changed how the model organized information inside itself and what we call its embeddings.
And how did it change?
Well, what was fascinating is that the internal representations for the different classes, like tumor versus no tumor, they became linearly separable.
Linearly separable, meaning.
Think of it like the AI learned to draw a really clean straight line in its internal data space to separate one category from the other, super distinct. And perhaps even more surprisingly, this separation was sometimes visible in just single dimensions of these complex embeddings, like individual components or neurons, if you like, became dedicated yes/no signals for these classes.
So, like, tiny parts of the AI basically learned to shout tumor or no tumor. That's pretty wild.
Sort of, yeah. And they leveraged this for explainability. They built a simple model on top called Score and Vote.
Score and vote.
Exactly. Since these individual components could signal a class, they could have them vote on the final diagnosis. This gives you decision scores. You can visualize which parts voted which way. It adds a layer of transparency.
Okay, that's clever. So the AI was making these clean separations internally, but what about the bigger picture? How did it organize all the knowledge it was learning?
Good question. They used visualization tools, TSNE, to map out how the reports were clustered based on the embeddings, like making a map of the data.
And both the original BERT and the specialized BERT Patho model made clusters for different diagnoses.
Yes, they both did. But here's the key difference. For that tumor, no tumor task, the BERT Patho model, the one trained on pathology data, created more detailed subclusters within those main groups.
Subclusters, meaning finer distinctions.
Precisely. It suggests that adapting the model specifically for pathology allowed it to learn a, well, a richer, more organized, more nuanced representation of the medical knowledge itself.
Okay, that sounds impressive theoretically, but did they check if this AI-driven organization actually made sense to a human expert?
Oh, absolutely. Crucial step. A pathologist reviewed examples pulled from these different clusters and subclusters.
And the results.
Really high agreement. 100% agreement for the main tumor, no tumor grouping. And almost 99%, 98.843% to be exact, for distinguishing benign versus malignant within the tumor clusters.
Wow, that's very accurate.
It is. And importantly, the pathologist confirmed that the subclusters the model identified actually corresponded to clinically meaningful distinctions. Like within the no tumor cluster, it had grouped different types of gastritis separately, things a doctor would recognize as distinct conditions.
So, okay, let's bring it back. What's the big takeaway here for you listening? Why does this kind of research matter?
Well, it matters because it shows these powerful AI models can learn to process very complex, unstructured medical text and organize it in a way that actually mirrors how human experts understand the domain.
Which builds trust, right?
Yeah.
If you can see its thinking aligns with clinical reality.
Exactly. It paves the way for more interpretable AI decision support. Plus, it can seriously speed up getting data for research and potentially even improve quality control by spotting subtle patterns or inconsistencies.
Yeah, I think the real aha moment for me is seeing that alignment. The AI isn't just a pattern matching. It's building an internal knowledge structure that looks remarkably like a pathologist's understanding of disease categories and hierarchies.
It learned that structure implicitly from the text data.
So here's the final thought to leave you with. If AI can learn to see these clinically relevant distinctions, even subtle ones, just from reading text without being explicitly told this is a subtype of that, what other complex, maybe even hidden patterns might it be capable of uncovering in other kinds of medical data? What if it could start combining this text understanding with, say, analyzing medical images? Could it find connections we haven't even thought of?
That's definitely something to think about. The potential is huge.